It's Helping Hand, an organization, event, or topic that offers assistance to the disabled and other folks among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are proud to welcome back the National Federation of the Blind of Hawaii upcoming local state convention, October 1st and 2nd, Elks Lodge in Honolulu. Honolulu Chapter President Virgil Stinnett, Affiliate Secretary and Convention Coordinator Katie Keim, and Melissa Scroggins, Secretary of Honolulu Chapter and Community Outreach Chair of Kapa Na'i. How did I do on the titles?
Excellent. Fabulous.
Good to have you here. Thank you guys for coming back. If you can explain.
We're the National Federation of the Blind of Hawaii, and we're an organization of blind people who speak for ourselves. Some of our main focuses to reach out to the community, find other blind people out there, and show them that they're not alone. We're there for them.
We are a national organization as well as a local grassroots organization, representatives and chapters on each island. We often joke about the F in NFB stands for fun and flexibility. So we have a good time. Even though we are a civil rights movement working for the rights of the blind of America, we do a lot of work both locally in legislation and in Congress nationally. We've had our recent 75th anniversary. When I first came to the NFB, I was a newly blinded individual myself. That was 1996. I realized the power of being with other blind people. Even though I didn't want to accept my own blindness, I avoided it for a while and didn't become active until 1998 and 1999.
How long have you personally been involved with it, Virgil?
Since 1999, which is about 3 years after I lost my sight.
If we don't have the answers, we have resources across the country of other individuals who are blind.
A giant network, essentially.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Melissa?
I am the chapter secretary. This year we started a community outreach committee, Kapa Na'i. And Kapa Na'i means reciprocity. Yes, an opportunity for us to give back to the community, but what we hope to gain is for people to see that blindness doesn't mean you can't do things or you can't provide things for other people. We do two events so far each month. One is the Next Step Shelter. We help feed the homeless there, serve their dinner. And the other event, we do Church on the Park, Haleiwa Beach Park. We help put together a blessing bag or a charity bag, which is personal hygiene items. What they did this past week, they gave out backpacks with school supplies and they charter a bus from Waianae.
Give backs from the NFB Hawaii towards the homeless.
Yeah. The next project is with IHS, Women and Children's Shelter.
It's been a goal for our chapter to give back to the community. Most of the time, the community looks at us as blind folks as we're the needy ones. So we're teaching our members, it's not about taking all the time. Let's give.
Yeah.
Because we're capable. Society tends to look at it as, we're the ones that need the help.
You're breaking that stereotype.
Yes, absolutely.
Like last year, we reached out to parents of blind children, start to bring them in. This year, it's about giving back to the community.
As a great segue into hearing about the national convention.
It's a great way for us, especially to bring our new members locally and bring them to a national event so that they can see for themselves that they're not alone. It's from 2,500 to over 3,000 blind people going through the convention hotel independently, empowering to any brand new blind person that we bring out there. Just like last year when we brought
Rachel and Aurelia.
Yes, to the point that Rachel mentioned, now she's not afraid because she knows that there's things out there for her daughter. I think it changes their life. I know it changed mine.
This year we actually helped one of our newer members. He's a young blinded veteran, served our country as a warrior. He came to our national convention with us. He gained the confidence to go back to school. He just was accepted to the International Florida University to continue his MBA because of going to our national convention, because of seeing other blind people being independent and going out there and seeking their dreams, and other veterans who had been blinded serving our country.
I remembered something that Rachel had described about Aurelia, her young daughter, using her cane.
Yes.
And they got her a little cane. She could hear all the tapping and talk about the impact on a really, really young child. Real positive shaping experience.
Apparently, she's started preschool running around Walmart with her her parents with her cane.
The way that she just puts that inconvenience behind her.
And absolutely.
It says a lot. Upcoming event at the Elks Lodge, October 1st and 2nd.
They provide really great resources. What's happening in education, what's happening from the state transportation. There's usually an AT center set up where you can go and look at different visual technologies.
All kinds of speakers, local politicians. Mm-hmm. It's a time when we share with our members statewide. Our convention cost is about $75. But if they can't afford it, just come anyways.
We recognize that blindness in the working age individuals has a very high unemployment rate. Nationally, it's about 70% of our working age blind adults. All of them are qualified and trained to work low-level labor jobs up to high-end PhD professional jobs. But the unemployment rate we recognize is high. Thus, incomes are low. So we welcome anybody who wants to come. We always have a national representative. This year, we're honored to have our newest national president, Mark Riccobono. We have a group of younger students, anywhere from high school to college age, to advocate for the rights of students to get their educational needs met. We have a variety of vendors that come. They aren't always technology vendors, but they are services specific to the needs of people who are blind and disabled. We often have what we call resolutions written to define our policies. Through the work that we do as the National Federation of the Blind locally, we've made powerful changes to the way our state agency serves our blind people.
It's a brainstorming session. Mm-hmm. It can be a place where you can get a consensus on what needs would be. And potentially, that's where solutions can be developed.
Correct.
One thing I saw on your website, the Donate a Vehicle program, whether it's donating to you financially or whether it's the Donate a Vehicle program, if you can speak to the philanthropic side of those that are listening.
We are a charitable nonprofit organization. We don't receive any government funding, and we rely on the generosity of our community. The vehicle donation program is one that, unless something has recently changed, Dave, it's only on the island of Oahu. We don't have the road service towing capability on the neighbor islands to bring those cars into the locations that then turn a donated vehicle into cash that comes to the NFB so that we can do things such as send people to our national convention. It's not just the educational needs. It's also they may need a backpack. They may need a pair of shoes. They aren't working necessarily.
Also, it helps fund certain programs like NFB Newsline. Access to newspapers and magazines across the country and internationally that blind people can just grab a phone and call into, and there's apps for it. But it helps fund those kind of programs. And Newsline is really important because, like here in Hawaii, we have the Garden Island paper, and then we have the Honolulu Star Advertiser. And I'd like to try to reach out to the Maui paper and the two Big Island papers because we have a lot of members there that want to be able to read them. And this is a service that we provide to anybody that is print disabled. And so we'd like to get the other papers
on board. And these are the ways that donations can help provide for these kind of programs. And also, if I could just add one, the way that you are able to have someone who doesn't have the money to attend the convention but has a sight disability and wants to be there, that also helps defray the cost of their admission. Right?
Absolutely correct.
Next month, Foodland does Give Aloha. Mm-hmm. You pick a charitable organization and we're on that list. They match it anywhere between 20 and 25%.
If you sign up for Amazon Smiles and put the National Federation of the Blind of Hawaii, a certain percentage of the sales, and it's no additional cost to you as the buyer, gets donated straight into the NFB of Hawaii.
Hawaii.nfb.org. 808-659-9314, and then toll-free for folks on islands other than Oahu, 855-659-9314. Virgil Cell is 808-722-4243. Email is 808virgil@gmail.com, @hawaiipublicradio.org. All this contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests from the National Federation of the Blind. Virgil Stinnett, Katie Keim, Melissa Scroggins, thanks for all of you guys coming down here. I appreciate it.
I'd just like to say, Dave, thank you very much for inviting us This is a great way for us to reach out to people in our community. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Dave. Every year I find someone on the street that had no clue the work that Virgil and I do that heard us on your show. And often there are neighbors that see us every day of our lives. So thank you. We appreciate it.